Okay. I think as a safe bet, we can do the following here. So let's just try this on for size, shall we? So let's just try this on for size, shall we? That is, of course, if I can actually get this thing working. Sorry for the echo. It's just one of my usual goofs. Let's try this again. Oh, try this, try that, try the other thing. Okay. Fire in the hole. Good evening and welcome to Firefox News Online. It is now time, as always, for Talking Points. Andrew Cuomo, the soon-to-be former governor of the state of New York, is going to be able to collect a $50,000 pension. Yes, isn't that amazing, folks? He kills 9,000 to 15,000 senior citizens and sexually harasses women. And he's going to get a pension. Yeah, ain't that just great? Isn't that what America's all about? Reward the criminals. That's right. It seems that Governor Cuomo, soon to be former governor, thank God, will get a $50,000 pension. Now, how is that even fair to the people of the state of New York? I mean, this guy is being investigated by the sheriff in Albany County, and quite frankly, Oh, God, this is so fucking unfair. I mean, seriously, it's that fucking wrong. Does anyone even remotely get what's happening here? He resigns. He's going to collect a pension. I mean, and he's a godforsaken crook. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I've got the story that we can talk about it later. But also, it would seem that Joe Biden, the illegal president, the dictator, that's right, I said dictator, this dictator dumbass motherfucker is actually looking into a way to force schools to mandate masks. Yeah, I'm serious. He's actually looking for a way to force masks on children when going to school. First, we're told that the children are not going to get this coronavirus shit, and that they don't have to wear a mask. Then we're told they have to wear a mask. But they're still safe from coronavirus because of, you know, their age, their body, chemistry, whatever the fuck. I don't know what to believe anymore. I mean, seriously, I don't know what to believe. It's getting to the point where, you know, they tell us one thing, then they tell us another 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 thing. I'm beginning to wonder if they even know what the fuck they're talking about. So here's the deal, okay? I really think it's time, it's past time that they stop telling us a bunch of bullshit and tell us the fucking truth, okay? And if they can't do that, they need to shut the fuck up, period. They need to keep their mouths closed. But for Joe Biden to actually look for a way to force children in school to wear a mask, that's a dictator, ladies and gentlemen. That is a dictator. Just like the guy he was the alleged vice president with. You know, when he was the alleged vice president of the alleged president before Trump. Oh, what was that guy's name? Oh, yeah. I remember. It's Barack Hussein Obama. Now, I'm serious, folks. You can't make this stuff up. I've got the story that it tells you about that, too. Ain't this just fucking crazy? Oh, but it gets even nuttier than that. I swear it does. I mean, look, I don't have to tell you the whole story in my talking points at one shot, but, you know, let's face the reality here. So he's looking at ordering universal masking for kids. All right? You got to be out of your mind to do that. So, I don't know. I've got the story. We'll talk about it. Believe me. Finally, in my talking points, my heart goes out to the people of Texas, okay? Especially in a major Texas school district that's requiring masks for their students in defiance of the governor's order. I'm sorry, but last time I checked, if the governor signs an executive order and you defy it, aren't you risking your job? Or at the very least, risking your district's financial ability to educate the kids? I mean, let's face the reality on that one, shall we? Oh, I've got that story, and we'll talk about this too. But in my talking points, let me point out something. Going back to Cuomo for just a moment, it would seem that, and this term, by the way, is in the New York Post, okay? It's called Cuomosexuals, a new term, folks. Ain't that lovely? And guess what? It's named after a sexual predator. And I hope they arrest him, charge him accordingly, and convict his ass. And I hope the judge forces him to have to register as a sex offender. That'll ruin his political career once and for all, believe me. Okay, so here's the deal. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you're going to love this. Now, check this out. And this comes right from the New York Post. Former Cuomosexuals lament fall of New York Gov Andrew Cuomo. You know, until I saw this New York Post article, I didn't know that there was such a term being bandied out there. Cuomosexuals. Very interesting. We'll be talking about it and a lot more on this edition of Firefox News Online. Hashtag FFNOP, hashtag FFNOP. Trend this broadcast everywhere around the globe on social media right now. And with that having been said, it is now time, as always, for the rest of the story. All right, people. Excuse me. Wow. I can't even start talking without a tickle in my throat acting up. Nice. Okay, so. Oh, great. This is. Oh, I've got muscle aches all over the place. And trust me, I've got them so bad that it's pathetic. On the phone lines with me. And why isn't my headphones taking over? I guess my headphones don't get to take over. Hello, fellas.
Hello. Hello. Nope. Hello. Hi.
Oh, crud. This is going to be a fucked up day.
Wacky Wednesday?
No, more like painful Wednesday.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So here's... Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I just want to address one thing you said in your talking point about the $50,000, I guess, a year pension he's going to get, that Cuomo's going to get. If I were these women, I would sue him for that pension. You know?
Oh, but yeah, absolutely.
That's just me.
Yeah, well, you see, there's a problem with that. They want to see him charged, tried, and convicted first. Mike. That's the one thing that they need to do. They can't just, well, they could, but their ultimate goal is to see him put behind bars. They may do that if he's arrested. They may still super his pension. Whether they'll be successful with that or not, I couldn't begin to guess.
Right.
How you doing, Gunn?
To my knowledge.
Please continue.
To my knowledge, he didn't have him sign an NDA non-disclosure.
Okay, say that again, Gunn. You were kind of low.
You had a hell of a repeat there, Michael. I'm hearing myself.
You know, this is getting fucking ridiculous. I had to change speakers in order to... because my other speakers were scratching like crazy. Let's see if this works. No, of course not. Bear with me, gentlemen. I'm going to have to do some fast switching here. Okay, that seems to be working okay. Not. I still can't get... Why can't I get my headphones to work? You know, I just love the way this whole fucking week has gone. I really do. Everything that I've tried to do this week. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a momentary glitch with the audio. All right, that didn't work. What is that cricket-like sound I'm hearing in the background?
Should be my fan, maybe.
Yeah, that's a possibility. It sounds like a cricket. That's why I say that.
I'll mute, see if it goes away.
That did it. It was your fan, I guess. Oh, it just never ceases to amaze me how simple little things like that can make a sound that sounds like a cricket. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Okay. Somebody say something so I can see if these speakers are actually working.
Oh, yes, hello, George.
Okay. But my headphones aren't working. Sweet Mary, Mother of Jesus, this is getting... Oh, wait a minute. Say something.
Oh, boy.
There they go. Now they're working. Okay. I'm telling you, today is the last couple of days have been just completely weird city. maybe it's just me. Oh, don't tell me now. My Mixler is going to be a pain in the ass. Anyway, so Cuomo is out in 13 days, but he's going to draw that pension. I don't know why the state would let him get away with that. I really don't. I mean, does anybody have even a remote idea?
I mean, really, he should be forced to go out there and try to find a job as a sex offender. You know? I mean, really, you give him this pension, that's easy money. That's not him not having to do anything to, yes, he's if everything was even and he didn't do what he did, he'd be deserving of the, yeah, he's a liberal fuckhead. He'd be I don't want to say an honest liberal fuckhead, but because there are no honest liberal fuckheads, but he if everything was even, he deserved that pension, but everything is not even. You know, he doesn't, because of what he did, he doesn't deserve the pension. And it's not just this stuff. It's the whole thing with the nursing homes and all that crap. And we know early on, we know about all those so-called press conferences he held. We know what that was about.
Yeah,
that was him basically,
And he won an Emmy for those.
Yep.
Yeah, well, he ain't going to do that now. If the Democratic Party has any brains whatsoever, they would say, no, that's okay. We'll pick someone else. I mean, seriously. They need to avoid him like the plague. I mean, they should have avoided Hillary Clinton like the plague, but they didn't.
This is the same Democratic Party, George, that one of the liberal lions killed a girl by running off of a bridge. So, go figure. You know?
Well, I'll put it to you like this. As far as I'm concerned, he belongs behind bars, not collecting a pension. But unfortunately, and I hate to have to say this, it pains me to have to say this, but he has every right to collect that pension. He has not been convicted of a crime, so therefore he's allowed to take it. Of course, I agree with you in the respects that those 11 women that he sexually harassed and the one that he especially groped that is pressing the charges in Albany County. Well, at least I think that's the one that's filing the charges officially. Guess what? They could sue him. They could sue him for his pension. They could sue him for his pension. They could sue him for millions, including the book deal millions that he's getting. He's going to be getting it anywhere from $2 to $3 million on that. Oh, yeah. And before we go any further, and before I forget my manners, Welcoming on to the folks on Twitch, a 12 Iggy Mom. Hey, Iggy, what's happening, dear? Of course, Iggy Mom said hello to you two gentlemen. So on her behalf, I send her hellos. Mike's in the Mixler. He's also on watching on.
That's all, folks.
I'm trying to. Okay. He's watching on Twitch. Cherokee Rose is hanging with us as well. By the way, where were you two last night?
Hey, me?
Yeah.
We went out. You got something to eat. We got a restaurant chain here called Golden Corral. But the nearest one
used to have that here.
Yeah, the nearest one here is like 18, almost 20 miles from here, so that's 2 or 3 hours. Had to go by Seaport. Didn't get out of there until 10 minutes to 11, so, you know.
Wow.
And the ammunition shelves at Walmart are still bare.
You're
bare
kidding.
Bare as a baby. No kidding.
Went down there to them. Holy shit.
Yeah, I went down out to the ammo, you know, where they sell ammo. Fuck. It's not a fucking hair of shell found. I don't know what it is with them.
And by the way, before I forget, another TV viewer is also watching on Twitch. Thank you all over there on Twitch for joining me tonight on this crazy mixed up Wednesday. Yeah, well... You heard that? I got a frog in the house, folks, somewhere hiding. So that was not me. That was a frog.
Don't go croaking on us, George.
I know. Huh?
Don't go croaking on us.
Nah. I'm too stubborn to do that shit. You should know that by now. Besides, who else in their right mind would be crazy enough to croak before his time?
Read it.
Shut up, Froggy. Oh, did I
say that?
you gotta make a Cherokee Rose, you know. Put stuff out of her nose by laughing, you know.
Well, listen. I'm trying to be careful in that department. Believe me, I am. I mean, we know I can get a little silly sometimes. We know I can do some pretty whacked out things sometimes. We know that when it comes to making people laugh, for some odd reason, I can do that. I can live with that. Believe me. But I cannot predict when it'll happen, how it'll happen, and if it'll happen. So, there you go. Anyway, so we'll get back to Governor Dumbfuck.
Oh, excuse me.
That was out of nowhere. Real nice. Yawn my head off, why don't I? So, Joe Biden, the illegal, illegitimate president, but he's a dictator. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, folks. I'm calling it for what it is. He's a dictator. He's also a dickhead, but that's, you know, that you can't have everything. Okay? I mean, I could say that about him because, well, I can. But let's face the reality here. If you really, really, really want to get down to the nitty-gritty, this guy is by far an asshole. Yes, I admit. I must admit, I have to come forward on this. I can't hold it back any longer. Joe Biden is an asshole. And here's why. He's checking to see if he can overrule states and order universal masks in school. Yeah. He wants to he's checking to see if he can overrule states, thus taking away states' rights and order universal masks in schools. So here we go. Again, this is right from the New York Post. Joe Biden said Tuesday that his administration is examining whether he can order universal masking in public schools, overriding Republican governors in states like Florida and Texas. I'm not laughing about it anymore. This is getting pretty fucking ridiculous. I'm serious. This constant stuttering and all that shit could be tied to my epilepsy, from what the doctor's saying. And I don't like the sound of that. Not one bit. Going on. I mean, I'll joke about it, but really not in the middle of a story that we're going to be discussing. That's just, I got to stop doing that. Now, it says here that Biden told reporters during an event in the East Room of the White House, "I don't believe that I do have the power. I don't believe that I do have that power. Thus far, we're checking that." Last month, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, recommended masking for all students, faculty, staff, visitors in K through 12 schools due to the spread of the Delta variant. However, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has dismissed the CDC recommendation. And after initially banning school districts from imposing mask mandates and suggesting funding cuts for those that do require masking, the governor suggested Monday that the state could move to withhold the salary of local officials who make face coverings mandatory. Now, DeSantis has insisted that parents should get the final say on whether their kids wear masks in school, not government or public health officials. Now, Biden did not mention DeSantis by name Tuesday, but described his actions as disingenuous. "When I suggest that people in zones where there is a high risk wear the masks like you all are doing,"
excuse me.
Sorry, folks. "I'm told that government should get out of the way and not do that. They don't have the authority to do that," he mused aloud to reporters. And I find it interesting that some of the very people who are saying that, who hold government positions, are people who are threatening that if a school teacher asks a student if they've been vaccinated, or if a principal says that everyone in my school should wear a mask, or the school board votes for it, that governor will nullify that. That governor has the authority to say, "You can't do that," Biden added. "I find that totally counterintuitive and, quite frankly, disingenuous." The war of words between DeSantis and the White House over mask and vaccine mandates has simmered for more than a week, with Biden recalcitrant governors, I hope I pronounced that right, to get out of the way of the people who are trying to do the right thing. And DeSantis accusing the administration of trying to implement a biomedical security state. Adverse legal advice has not necessarily been an obstacle for Joe Biden. Last week, Biden allowed the CDC to implement a new 60-day eviction moratorium in much of the U.S., despite admitting to reporters it was not likely to pass constitutional muster. Oh, I just tried to scroll down and it shot right back up to the beginning. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, former CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield said Monday that his former agency must base their guidance on masking children in school on data and not their opinion. There is a variety of negative public health consequences that happened as a consequence of doing virtual learning. I think it's imperative that we get the kids back to face-to-face learning and do all we can to keep them there, Redfield told Fox News Channel, adding, there's very few studies that really are compelling to support masking in that setting of the classroom. These are critical questions, Redfield told Martha McCallum elsewhere in the interview. Is routine screening twice a week in a school, is that the way to limit intra-school transmission? Is it wearing masks or not wearing masks? I'm of the point of view this has to be locally decided as opposed to a general mandate, particularly in the absence of data. Okay, first of all, states' rights. Let's look at that aspect of it first. When someone claiming to be the president tells America through the media that he's looking for a way to overrule states and order universal masks in schools, that's a dictator's move, not someone who's been supposedly elected, okay? Add insult to injury? You're going to love this, everybody. You're going to love this, okay? Think about it now. If this guy were a legitimately elected president, if he were truly legitimately elected, as he claims he was, even though we know he wasn't, would he actually be doing this? You know, trying to force schools, to force children to wear a mask, taking away states' rights to decide what's best, and taking away a parent's right to choose on behalf of their child. Okay? What happens to the parents' rights in this instance? Think about that too. Okay? If my stepdaughter were a little girl right now going to school, okay? Now think about this. Really think about this. And the school said to me, we're suggesting that your daughter wear a mask. I would tell the school politely, I'm sorry. I adamantly disagree, and so does her mother. We feel that it's important that our daughter be able to go to school and breathe, excuse me, and not be forced to wear a mask. Because wearing a mask has difficulties for someone, whether they have a breathing issue or not. You're also sucking back in the carbon dioxide that you exhale, which causes toxic problems for your body. And that's been scientifically proven. Now, if this idiot in the White House is going to take away states' rights, take away a parent's right to advocate for their own flesh and blood, does this, even in the barest sense, begin to describe a dictator? America, honestly. All right. So let me just get Cherokee Rose's comments real quick here. First, he sure is a dictator, that is. And of course, dictator. I'll let you all use your imagination on that one. Okay? And it's like exactly. All right. So, starting with Mike on this one first.
Well, George, on the whole vaccine deal and kids, you know, we've talked about how the CDC and the other people don't know half the time what the shit they're talking about. Let's just put that aside for a minute. They have, much like with the adults, they have no right to know whether or not the kid has taken the vaccine. No right. Oh, they can say, okay, you have to have your vaccine. You have to have your this XYZ vaccine, whatever, your flu vaccine, your whatever vaccine you have to have it. But they can't ask you if you have it. Again, that gets right back into the HIPAA laws, you know. They have no right to know whether you, they can say that you need it, but they can't ask the kid specifically if they've had it, okay? So that's one thing. Now, as far as the mask mandate, yeah. It's patently unconstitutional. And, I mean, look, how can you trust the CDC, you know, with all the stuff they put out, you know, all the contradictory stuff they put out, right? Information. They talk about, you know, people putting out fake information or fake news or whatever, bad information, and them getting kicked off of Twitter and Facebook because of it. Well, shouldn't, if that's the case, because of all the contradictory information, shouldn't the CDC be kicked off of Twitter and Facebook and be minimized on Google and all that stuff because of all the contradictory information that they put out? I mean, I've said it before about the CDC and these people. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, eggs are good, eggs are bad, all that stuff, you know. They can't make their mind up about crap, you know. Oh, we need masks, we don't need masks, we need masks, we don't need masks. I mean, and even though there's studies out there saying that it's bad for particularly children to be masked up all the time, you know, it's bad. And so you're going to mandate these schools have the kids masked? Again, it's patently unconstitutional in my mind, and it's unhealthy for these kids who it can be argued that they need the most good air, you know, in terms of being able to breathe because they're active all the time and all this stuff, you know. So it's like, Yeah. They, CDC knows nothing, and of course, it can be argued that Joe Biden hadn't known anything since the 1980s. So, go figure. And there's a reason why he got passed over in 2016 because of her heininess. But that's another issue altogether. But anyway, you got these guys just don't. All this contradictory information. Back to you, George.
Yeah, it's like Cherokee Rose just said in the there on Twitch. With all the flip-flopping, can't trust what they're saying at this point. And I agree with her. I firmly agree with her. It's, you can't trust them. I mean, okay, a lot of folks are trusting what the CDC said in regards to mask wearing and being fully vaccinated, that you don't have to, you don't have to wear one. Okay, that guidance they're following, because I go into the grocery store to do my shopping, and there are people in there with masks on, and there are people with no masks on, including me. Okay, and they're not asking you at the door, are you vaccinated? Because even the manager of the store knows they don't have the right to ask you a health question like that because you have HIPAA rights. So at the end of the day, you know, it's a big, big problem, you know, because if they started to do that, if they start doing that, they're going to start losing customers. And that could, and that would be bad for business. If they start requiring a person to prove they're vaccinated, it would be bad for business. But for Biden to go and check to see if he can mandate mask wearing in schools, that's and take away states' rights in the process and parents' rights to decide for their child, that's, like I said, that's showing him to be a dictator. And I'm sorry, that's inexcusable. Gunslinger?
Well, you know, look who you're dealing with, okay? You're dealing with somebody that don't even know where the fuck he is, who he is, or where he's going. Of course he's going to act like a dictator, okay? You can't tell these states what to do. That's what you said. It's called states' rights, okay? That's what the, you know, North and South was fighting all over about, okay? Civil War. States' rights, okay? It was fought in a war back then. It sounds like he's itching for another one. Really? I mean, you cannot do that, okay? That's why the Constitution set up states' rights. Let the states decide all that, okay? If you're a dictator, well, yeah, you're going to think that you can, you know, you got balls big as the state of Texas. And you're going to think that you can boss everybody around, just like that dumb fuck's doing, okay? He knows he ain't got no authority to stand on, okay? He's just being told what to say. You know, Joe Biden's not in control. He never was, okay? How can anybody, that bumbling fucking fool, it makes the Three Stooges funny, okay, compared to that idiot. I trust the Three Stooges more than I would trust Sleepy Joe and Hamilton. So there you have it. I mean, it's very simple.
Yeah, well, I'd sooner listen to the Three Stooges than listen to his dumbass any day of the week. No doubt about that. I mean, we're talking about a total buffoon sitting in the White House. That's bottom line. But you know what? It really gets bad when, and right in your state, no less, governor. Oh boy, I'm doing good today, They're a gun. When major Texas school districts require masks for students, defying the governor's order. Okay? And this is insane. Defying Governor Greg Abbott's executive order that forbade government mask mandates, a mounting number of urban school districts in Texas have chosen to require masks on campus at the start of the 2021-2022 school year. Abbott's order, GA 38, officially ended mask mandates at all levels of government. It consolidated previous orders that ended local government mask mandates in gradual steps and also banned vaccine passports at any entities, public or private, that receive taxpayer money. The provisions of the order do not apply to nursing homes, state-supported living centers, or jails. Despite the order, Dallas ISD, Austin ISD, Fort Worth ISD, Spring ISD, Fort Bend ISD, and Houston ISD have all instituted mask requirements on their campuses. More districts may follow. Mask mandates in schools have remained contentious in part due to the wide range of opportunities for complication. After Abbott first rolled back local authority on masking and other activities, the Texas Education Agency scrambled to issue guidance clarifying that it did not apply to schools. In turn, school boards voluntarily shed mask mandates piece by piece across the state. Some, meanwhile, had never required them at all. Now, districts that clung to their mandates occasionally sparked controversy that led to lawsuits. Hazy language worsened tensions at other districts whose parents and even board members claimed they had been enforcing mask mandates that never existed in the first place. Now, Abbott eventually ended mask mandates in schools across the state in May, though his order didn't take effect until the beginning of summer. After he lifted the mandates, COVID-19 case numbers continued to decline for the next several weeks. The uniform, statewide approach that has defined Abbott's COVID-19 response since then differs notably from his earlier hands-off approach that allowed superintendents, mayors, and county judges to adopt their own varied measures. His emphasis on personal responsibility rather than government force also bears little resemblance to his strategy from last July to March, when his statewide mask mandate was in effect. While cities and counties are opting to face the governor head-on in court, school districts that have decided to buck the order are following a pattern of quiet disregard. The districts that have chosen not to comply made their decisions with no legal action and little fanfare. Despite early concern over schools becoming pandemic hotspots, 91% of Democrats and 69% of independents believed in summer of 2020 that an in-person return would be unsafe. No significant spikes from schools arose at the beginning of the 2021 school year. Data strongly showed that schools were safe, a trend that persisted throughout the school year and up to summer. By the school year's end, standardized test results showed that early panic may have harmed students' learning progress. Scores plunged compared to last year, and regression was worse among students that learned behind a computer instead of in a classroom. Now, as the 2021-2022 school year kicks off, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, recommends universal masking in K through 12 schools regardless of vaccination status, a stark reversal from previous recommendations. Further complicating the guidance is the fact that the CDC released no supporting data for its guide and previously developed guidance under the aegis of powerful national teachers unions who fought for virtual learning in the 2020 school year. As some outlets have noted, public schools are a glaring exception to the CDC's mask recommendations. The guidance says universal masking is only recommended in counties where the pandemic is surging, but abandons that threshold for public schools, recommending that even vaccinated students and teachers wearing masks in every public school in America, if the same hotspot county standard applied to schools in CDC guidance, students in low transmission areas could attend school without masks. Nonetheless, some see mask requirements as key to opening schools and preventing another learning slump like last year. As students and educators throughout Texas begin their third school year affected by COVID-19, they do so amid a resurgent strain of the coronavirus that has undone the progress made, especially through vaccination and masking. The 13 Democratic members of the Texas State Senate wrote in a letter to Governor Greg Abbott asking him to lift his order. The early stages of the pandemic showed the resilience and creativity of local units of government to stem the tide of COVID-19 in their own communities. As we enter this next phase of the pandemic, school districts only await your approval to leverage their local knowledge to fight COVID on all fronts once again. Others see mask rules as a violation of parental rights. Parents and guardians have the right to decide whether their child will wear a mask or not, just as with any other decision in their child's life, Abbott's office stated. The best defense against this virus is the COVID vaccines, and we continue to strongly encourage all eligible Texans to get vaccinated. Now, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to taking away a parent's right to decide, that's inexcusable. For these school districts to blatantly defy the governor's executive order is foolhardy. And I'm sorry, but you school districts that are saying you're going to require masks, you're taking away the parents' right to decide. You're telling the governor to stick it. And honestly, if your funding gets cut or seriously hampered, oh well, it's on you, people. All right, Mike, start us off.
Like I said, they have no, government has no right to do this shit. None whatsoever. And he should have these people that are going against his order, this executive order. It doesn't start with the administration and teachers of the schools, the school board members, and they have to take a vote on whether or not they're going to do this stuff and go against this order. So if they vote I would suggest this, that if they vote to go against his order, these school boards, send the Texas Rangers in and arrest them. You know? I mean, really, you're supposed to pay respect to that executive order. I mean, all those executive orders that Biden signed, don't the people that have him sign them, because I don't know if he even knows he's signing these things, whatever, but that's not the point. Don't the people that have him sign them expect you and I and Gunn and Jackie Rose and stuff to at least pay respect to those executive orders? I mean, you know, I would assume that's the same way if it's the governor doing the same thing, right? If it's the governor that's, executive order XYZ by Governor A, you know, in State B, you know, people are expected to respect that order. Now, granted, if the order is patently unconstitutional, yeah, okay, but generally speaking, and I don't think, to my knowledge, they haven't proven that this particular executive order by Governor Abbott is unconstitutional. So they have no rights to do what they're doing here by going against the executive order. Back to you, George.
Yeah, I mean, look, the governor is doing what he feels is the right thing to do and doing what he feels the people of his state want him to do. That's why he was voted into the office. For these school districts to come out and say, well, we're going to require the students wear masks regardless of what the governor's order says, is in blatant defiance. It's blatant defiance. And that's a slap in the face to every parent of a child or children going to these schools, telling the parents in no uncertain terms, the governor's order is, we're not going to follow the governor's executive order. We're going to do what we want, and you don't have a say in the matter. Your child will wear a mask. So it's like, at some point, you have to ask, what are the parents supposed to do? Well, the parents have every right to go to the school board and say, who the fuck are you to take away our right to choose for our children? Who are you to decide that the executive order the governor signed is something you're not going to follow? You want to put our children at risk health-wise? Having them wear a mask all day long in school, they're breathing out carbon dioxide and then breathing it right back in again. And that's dangerous for the body because it can toxify the body. And like I said, that has been proven. So the parents need to stand up to the school boards. They need to stand up en masse. Because there is no excuse for this. Gunslinger, this is happening in your state, so... What are you saying?
Well, again, like I said, it's going to be up to the individual states to make their decision, okay? It's a crazy situation. I mean, you know, it's like Dr. Quack. Well, you need a mask? No, you don't need a mask. No, you need a mask? No, you don't need a mask. Oh, yeah, you do need a mask. Put a mask on your exhaust pipe. Put a mask on your ass. I mean, this is ridiculous. Okay, it's got to stop somewhere. Okay, I mean, not only are you confusing the fuck out of the kids, do I need a mask? Do I need a mask here? Do I need a mask to go outside? Oh, maybe I need a mask for this. I mean, this is going insane. Okay, but it's up to, like I said, it's up to the states, and if they, I don't know, if they feel that they need to do that, which I don't think the masks really work. I think they've already been proven that. Okay. You know, we've said this before. We've had this discussion before. That little cloth mask is not going to keep out a microscopic virus. Okay. You know, the same mask that you use to put on to mow the grass or something. Oh, everybody keep a few grain pollen out. Yeah, okay. But this bug is a hell of a lot smaller than just a few grains of pollen. So do they really work? No. If you wanted to, then everybody should be dressed up like scuba divers. Okay? Now, that would stop everything. But you see anybody walking around with scuba diving outfit on or hazardous material respirators on? No. So is it really that bad? If it was, then people would be walking around with fucking the big, you know, heavy-duty respirators on. And you wouldn't be letting, you know, thousands of people come across the border over there unchecked. I mean, that's stupid. That's crazy. It's insane. But Democrats, what do you expect? Go ahead.
Well, my hope is that something can be done to turn this around. And it's going to take the parents. In every single one of these districts, okay, it's going to take them going to the school boards and putting their foot down. It really is. And continually do it until these school boards back off and follow what the governor, you know, in his executive order is saying. Because it's up to the parents. Ultimately, it should be their choice. Okay? You can't force them to vaccinate their kids. You can't force them to wear a mask. Now, with the polio vaccine, measles, rubella, so forth, all the vaccines that we got when we were children, before we went to school, those are required, and it's been that way for, you know, for as long as I can remember. Okay? But those vaccines were fully and thoroughly tested. These vaccines haven't been given that kind of scrutiny. And that's the problem. That's the problem. So if they start telling the parents, your child has to be vaccinated for COVID and wearing a mask before they can come into the school, that's wrong. That's telling the parents, you don't have the right to decide for your child. And I am very much against that kind of insanity, that kind of stupidity. All right. Now, moving right along here, as we often do on this broadcast. Now, I found this kind of laughable. Now, getting back into the Cuomo items that I have here. I'm about to go to those. CNN's Chris Cuomo, you know, his brother, his come on, scroll, damn it. his unofficial advisor, so to speak, reportedly told his older brother to resign. Right. I'm sure he did. But here's what the New York Post put out on this. CNN anchor Chris Cuomo told his brother, Andrew, to resign as governor of New York this week during the fallout over the elder brother's sex harassment scandal, a report said Tuesday. The host of Cuomo Primetime spoke to his sibling over the phone and explained that the governor could not survive the fallout from a report released last week by the state Attorney General Letitia James, according to the New York Times. Now, James' report described sexual harassment allegations against the three-term Democrat from 11 women, including 9 current or former state employees. Andrew, the Empire State's 56th governor, resigned Tuesday, telling New Yorkers, "The best way I can help now is if I step aside." Cuomo's CNN colleague, Reliable Sources host Brian Stelter, confirmed the Times report during an awkward taping of an interview with Stephen Colbert on CBS The Late Show. I also have a source that says Chris was on the phone with his brother this week, urging him, Stelter began before Colbert cut him off to ask, "Is your source Chris Cuomo?" And Stelter answered, "He is not. He is not. You ought to have boundaries. You got to draw a line." Now, Colbert shot back to audible oohs from the audience. Why? He doesn't. Now, the Washington Post reported late Monday that Chris Cuomo was one of a dwindling number of people the soon-to-be former governor was in touch with as longtime allies left his administration and the state assembly built an impeachment case. Chris Cuomo has not fronted CNN's 9 p.m. show since Thursday. He claimed to be taking this week off to mark his 51st birthday, which fell on Monday. Neither Cuomo nor his substitute hosts have touched on the Andrew Cuomo harassment scandal since the report was made public by Letitia James. Now, on March 1st, after the first claims of sexual harassment were made against the governor, Chris Cuomo told his viewers that he could not cover the story because he is my brother. However, the report revealed that at the same time the anchor attempted to detach himself from his sibling scandal, he was sitting in on strategy sessions with a gaggle of Andrew Cuomo's advisors, both from inside and outside the executive chamber. Now, indeed, the day before the younger Cuomo made his earnest statement to viewers, the James report revealed he sent an email to the governor's other advisors with a proposed statement responding to the allegations that he appeared to have drafted or edited. On May 20th, after the Washington Post initially reported that Chris Cuomo had helped advise his brother on the response to the allegations, the CNN host addressed viewers again. "I can be objective about just about any topic, but not about my family. I am fiercely loyal to them. I'm family first, job second," he said at the time, later adding, "When my brother's situation became turbulent, being looped into calls with other friends of his and advisors that did include some of his staff, I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again." And this is what Chris Cuomo said. In a separate statement that day, the network said it was inappropriate for their star anchor to engage in conversations that included members of the governor's staff, which Chris acknowledges. He will not participate in such conversations going forward. A CNN spokesperson told the Post Monday night that the more recent conversations between Chris and Andrew Cuomo did not run afoul of any network policy. As both CNN and Chris have stated publicly, he cannot cover his brother, in part because we certainly expect them to speak, the rep said. He's not joined any meetings nor acted in any official capacity since he apologized for doing so. That's our expectation, as we've said all along. Stelter defended the network's much-criticized handling of Chris Cuomo Tuesday, calling the situation the craziest set of circumstances you can imagine. I talked to a lot of sources at CNN, and some said, yeah, this is really weird. I'm ticked off at Chris. Others said, you know, I understand. You can't pick who your family members are, he told Colbert. So there was a wide range of opinions. Critics have called for Chris Cuomo to be disciplined or fired from CNN, describing his dual role as primetime anchor and fraternal advisor to be a grievous breach of journalistic ethics. All right, let me state something real, real clear here. The first rule of journalism is report the story. Never become part of the story. That's the first rule of journalism. I didn't go to school to learn journalism. I learned it over the last 13 plus years. Okay? It's that simple. You don't put yourself in a position as a journalist, if you're an honest journalist, by going and talking to a politician, even if it's your own family member, and advising them on what to do, and then talking about it on a network that you work for. Is that unethical? Absolutely. Is it the worst thing you can do? Definitely. But does Chris Cuomo care? Fuck no. Now, I understand his loyalty to his family. Okay? I understand that. What I don't understand is how CNN can be so blind, deaf, and dumb to allow this guy to continue working for them, knowing that he's going to have something to say about his brother, regardless of their policy. I mean, let's face it, on the front page of the New York Post, they showed a picture of Andrew Cuomo, and I saw this the day he resigned. The same day he resigned, I was at the store getting something. I've got a little deli not far from my house here. So I went to the store to get something, and I saw the front page of the Post, and it said, with a picture of the soon-to-be former governor, at the end of his grope. Now, think about this, everybody. We can't trust CNN as it is. They've lied to everyone in America. They've conveniently doctored stories to suit the Democrat narrative and agenda. So why would we trust Chris Cuomo or CNN or both? So here it is, guys. He reportedly told his brother to resign. I don't believe it. I don't believe that he did. I truly don't. And that's bottom line. So Gunslinger, let's start with you. Gunslinger?
Okay, had it muted, didn't know it. Damn it, it's a Monday.
it's Wednesday, but it can feel like Monday.
Feel like suck up Monday. You know, Monday's always sucking up. But anyway, you can't trust these people, okay? Because look at what they've done. I mean, why would he resign just out of the blue if he didn't know that he was caught with his pants down? You know damn right he was caught with his pants down, okay? Anything that comes out of these people's mouth is a lie. You know that. They have their own agenda, which is not good, obviously, by the way. And I don't know. I don't care if it's Biden. I don't care if it's Humo, Cuomo, or what the fuck that dumb fuck is. They're all liberals, okay? And they're all liberal Democrats. That should tell you one thing right there. When you've got liberal and you got Democrat mixed in with the same sentence, you got fucking trouble. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Gun. I do know what you mean there, bud. It's unfortunate that we have mainstream media outlets like CNN willing to lie to us. And blatantly. They have a governor friend who's Mike.
You.
Mike.
I'm here. Kind of
what the hell? Did you fall asleep on us?
Yeah. Kind of drifted off there for a minute.
I mean, holy cow, man. I didn't think I was boring you to sleep.
Nah, it's just one of those things.
Because, by the way,
I heard most of what you're saying. You're right. You're right. You know, and that's the deal. I mean, look, we got dumb fuck in the White House that don't know if he's coming or going, surrounded by dumb fucks. Even though it can't be proven that they have the same problem he has, you know, are dumb fucks and they're trying to push some of this shit, you know. And really, this shit that they're pushing isn't the high quality shit. It never really is. I mean, so what can you say that they pushing shit and they expect us to, you know, they expect us to follow it. But when people, when governors come out and say we're gonna do the opposite, I mean we're kind of living in that episode of Seinfeld where George does the opposite and things seem to turn out right. So it's like, yeah, you know, so back to you, George.
Yeah, I see, for Chris Cuomo to supposedly advise his brother to resign, I find it way too hard to laugh at because I don't believe he did. Honestly, I don't believe he did. But I want to get to some comments here on the Texas story from Cherokee Rose, who said exactly parents and guardians should be making these decisions in regards to whether their children wear masks or not in school. People need to stand up, say no, resist, or it's only going to get worse. And she says, yes, and the governor orders need to be enforced. If they don't follow, there should be consequences. Otherwise, governor's orders are worthless. Okay? And she agrees that masks are worthless. Let me try and scroll. Come on, scroll. And she's like, close the borders if that bad. Yeah. You want to stop the spread of COVID? You want to curb it at least? Tremendously? Close the southern border. Stop letting in the illegal aliens. Okay? And I'm not sure whether this comment was for the Cuomo piece or not, but says here, they expect us to eat a shit sandwich. I think it might have been for the Texas piece. Only Cherokee Rose can let me know about that one. Look, I don't like either Cuomo. They're both idiots. Period. But you know what? There's a new term out there. And you heard the term homosexual. There's other something sexuals, whatever the other terms are. But there's a new term, Cuomo-sexuals. Yes. In regards to Andy Cuomo, there are Cuomo-sexuals. And according to the New York Post, Cuomo-sexuals lament fall of groping gov. Cuomo was my shamelessly sexy god. Oh, my God. These are people that like Cuomo? Good grief. Are they that sick in the head? Don't answer that. We know the answer to that one already. Well, according to this article,
there's no accounting for taste in this thing. You know, I mean, homosexual, okay. George, look, I'm kind of drifting on you here. I'm probably going to be headed off to bed pretty soon anyway, so I'm going to probably call it an early night.
All right, well, you got to do what you got to do, right? I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I get like that sometimes. I get real tired. But can you hang on till I get through this article, and then you can comment further if you so choose?
Sure. Sure.
All right. Now, according to this, they went from crush to crushed. Okay. When she was isolating in Florida last year at the beginning of the pandemic, scared and lonely Erin Davis had one thing driving her hope and racing heartbeat, Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo was my god, said the 36-year-old Upper East Sider, who added that she's drawn to older men. I was crazy for him. I thought he was shamelessly sexy, Davis, who works at a dating couch, as a dating coach, even threw herself a Cuomo de Mayo party, complete with cocktails and prints of Cuomo's wide grin during lockdown. But Davis' fire for the governor started to melt after last week's damning Attorney General report outlined multiple instances of sexual harassment, including the groping of a female aide and insistences of unwanted groping, kissing, hugging, and making inappropriate comments. And the 63-year-old Cuomo's resignation speech Tuesday, which sought to downplay his behavior by chalking it up to generational differences, didn't sit well with his legion of female fans, such as Davis, many of whom identified as Cuomo-sexuals, in the early days of the pandemic and lapped up every daily press conference he gave. It's worse than betrayal. It makes you feel like your whole world has been rocked. As a single girl, it makes me question my taste in men, my ability to trust, said Davis. Once considered the creme de la creme of bachelors, the groping gov is no longer untouchable. Long Island matchmaker Maureen Tara Nelson, who revealed that Cuomo, along with his embattled brother Chris Cuomo, topped Nelson's annual Most Handsome Men in New York survey in 2020, saying, "I couldn't pay anyone to date him right now." Just last year, comedian and mom of two, Talia Reese, had gushed about Cuomo's likeness to Al Pacino. Right. Telling the Post, "It's like all these women are back in high school. We're all in our pajamas, eating ice cream in bed, and he's in a sharp suit looking clean. What a difference a couple of scandals make. Murdering old people and grabbing asses is not even the thing that turned me off. For me, it was when he wrote a book about how great he is," said Reese, who lives in Great Neck, New York. "I love a good sociopath, but that was a bit much considering how much he screwed up and screwed around. Most loyalists want no part of the pervy politico. Now that his true colors have come to light. Now I just wonder about his intellect. It's 2021. I kept hoping these allegations were old," divorcee Denise Albert told the Post. "How could one person be so out of touch with the times and what's not acceptable, appropriate, or tolerable?" Now, Denise Albert, 46, co-founder of multimedia company The Moms, had posted on Facebook in March 2020, "Is Governor Cuomo single? Not asking for a friend." And like his reputation, Cuomo merch, which was flying off the shelves for the past year, seemed destined for the trash can. Indeed, online retailer Redbubble, which carried a full line of fawning Cuomo goods, showed a broken link for a Cuomo We Trust t-shirt, aptly reading, "This is a lost cause." But he's got lingering loyalists out there somewhere. "We've probably sold about 100 mugs in the last 2 weeks," said Johnny Blaze of Austin, Texas, who sells his wares on Etsy. His Cuomo sexual mug that shows a bare-chested gov goes for $16.99. "They sold really well last year, and especially around Christmas. But I hadn't sold any Cuomo gear in a long time. Then all of a sudden, people started ordering that mug. Still, any Cuomo sexuals still swooning feel they've got to do so in secret. I didn't think the report was that bad. I'm shocked he resigned," said 52-year-old finance exec from Long Island, who requested anonymity for fear of being shamed for her continued attraction to Cuomo. "I don't think he's still dating material. I don't think he's going to be all that welcome if he's charged, tried, and convicted, and then forced to register as a sex offender. How's that grab you, folks?" Okay, Mike, I know you're tired, and I'll get your thoughts on this. Cuomo sexuals. Yeesh.
Oh, boy. Apparently, apparently these women love them some monkey tits.
No comment.
That's my comment,
no
George.
Comment.
That's it.
All right, man.
Good night.
So, all right, brother. Get some rest. We'll talk soon. And, Gunslinger, what do you say to this really strange story? You were unmuted, and now you're muted again. Now you're unmuted. Go for it.
Okay, I'm unmuted. Okay, there you go. Fucking Scott. Thanks, Mark. Chef, motherfucker.
Tell me about
it. I don't know about that. Yeah. I'm not sure about that story. I mean, that's that's weird. That's all I can say. I'll say that's pretty weird. I mean, crazy. Who knows what goes on in them particular family? Who knows? I mean, with all that sexual allegations and all that shit coming to light now, I mean, I'd put up your dogs and I'd protect your trees. I mean, there ain't no telling what this motherfucker would be. Okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Gunslinger, let's look at this realistically. There are women out there who think that this disgrace of a governor is some sort of god, sexual god, sexy human being. Please, do you want me to start barfing all over God's green earth? I've got an entire collection of McKinley's law books for the state of New York sitting right here in my living room that I got yesterday. That's why I was in so much pain. I'm still in a lot of pain with that. But the physical pain I feel from trying to get these books in the house is nothing to the abdominal pain I'm feeling from trying to hold back from barfing. I mean, my God, man. I mean, look, I know people can have sick, twisted sexual fantasies about certain politicians. I'm sure that there are many women who have that about Donald Trump, for God's sakes, but know that he's not attainable because he's married to Melania. But they still pine for him, I'm sure. But to pine for a guy who sexually harassed women, killed anywhere between 9 and 15,000 seniors in the state of New York with a mandate, sending COVID-positive patients into nursing homes. Y'all women are fucking sick in the head. I mean, Gunslinger, is it just me? Or am I the only one that seems to see this as a perverse, sick, twisted, groupie thing for a grover? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, he's definitely a sick, twisted pervert, I guess you want to call it. Okay. Look at Biden's son, Warren Snyder. He's a sick, pervert. Okay. Like father, like son. You know, you've always heard me say, birds of a feather flock together, don't they? Well, there's your proof right there.
Mm-hmm.
How much more proof do you need? How much more proof do you need? I mean, the proof is in the pudding, and there's the pudding right there. Look at it and with your own two eyes, you know? And there's the evidence. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. Personally, I think Cuomo's a sick pup from word go. I mean, when you're in the public eye, there's always going to be people that'll want to tear down the good folks, rather than go after a sick motherfucker like him. You know, look at these sick pups that went after Donald Trump.
Yep.
Hell, over the years, I've had some sick fuckers go, you know, come after me. only to get their hands slapped down and slapped down hard. And in some cases, that was long before I even got recognized too. So, but it's not, you know, as far as a governor is concerned, and getting back on that subject, Cuomo is, by and large, he's a narcissist. He's a sick, twisted, sexual predator, narcissist asshole that doesn't seem to get it. He needs serious help. But what he really needs is to be locked up and forced to sign up to register as a sex offender. I mean, just being charged is one thing. But if he's convicted, that'll just the conviction alone would ruin his political career, if he had one to begin with. I mean, just the allegations ruin him. He's damaged goods. Right? Is that a fair assessment?
Well, yeah, I think that's a very fair assessment. I mean, you know, his political career is over anyway. I don't know. It's just somebody, in my opinion, I think somebody got pissed off at him and gave him the finger. Look at all this. Look at what we're going to get on you, boy. I don't know. When you're in that type of realm, they will eat each other to get whatever they need, whatever their agenda is. We all know that. We've seen it, okay? We've seen it one too many times, really. So there's definitely hanky-panky going on. And who takes over when he gets booted out, that lieutenant governor? I don't know about what that person is. Crooked does, crooked is. Domino effect, I don't know. You know more about that than I do, so who's up for his hot seat, as the old saying goes? Go ahead.
It's the lieutenant governor, McCool. She's up for his to take. She's gonna be moved up to the governor's seat. Okay, and I don't see how she can take the governor's seat. She was the lieutenant governor when he signed that March 25th, 2020 mandate that cost seniors their lives, and she said nothing against it from then to now. So as far as I'm concerned, she's just as complicit. She's an accessory to murder. And if she's kept silent about his sexual escapades, then somebody needs to look at her too, find out what her involvement was in all of this, or lacking the courage to stand up. Yes, she's a Democrat, but she's a woman who should be standing up and saying, I do not support Governor Cuomo after what he's done. These allegations, if proven true, I want to distance myself from him right now. That should be her position. That should be her position immediately, okay? And if she has anything to say about the March 2020 mandate, she better start speaking up, because I don't trust her any more than I trust Cuomo, and I don't trust him at all. Okay. Oh, sorry, folks.
Yeah.
Wow. Starting to run out of gas here. Jeez, that's bad. Okay. So anyway, let's go on to the final item of the night here. President Trump, many turning off Fox News. Now check this out. And I'm not surprised that this is happening either. I'm really not. President Donald Trump on Wednesday said Fox News Channel is losing viewers because it is doing a disservice by not focusing on the country's voting issues. Fox doesn't understand that it is missing a rating bonanza by not covering the 2020 election fraud, the crime of the century, which is being exposed throughout many states on a daily basis, Trump said in a statement released by his Save America organization. They are also doing a disservice to our country. People have turned them off. While Fox News remains the leader cable news ratings, it is seeing stiff competition from Newsmax. For example, Fox trailed Newsmax in ratings for live coverage of Trump's Phoenix rally, July 24th. According to media analytics giant Nielsen, during the rally, Newsmax had 45% more viewers than Fox News in households that get both networks in their home cable system. Now, Trump's criticism is his latest of Fox, which he called virtually unwatchable in late November and in May, said it had alienated conservative viewers. If you look at Fox at how they did versus how they did in 2016, it was day and night. Trump told Newsmax Dick Morris, Democracy, in an exclusive interview. A big difference, and people are very angry about it. Conversely, he has hailed outlets, particularly Newsmax and One America News. Newsmax has been really good, he told the Dan Bongino show in April. Others are coming along, and people are seeing that people are watching these conservative networks. We have more than half, substantially more than half, the people. Now, I've said many times, Gunslinger, that Fox News has turned the corner, okay, so to speak. Now, they let go of Donna Brazile. They let her go. Oh, yeah. She's no longer there. But Juan Williams is a flippin' libtard from word go. And he's still there. A lot of the stories that they should have been covering, they haven't. And the ones that they do cover, they barely give any real information on. They barely talk about them. And it's like, what has happened to Fox News? There was a time when they were a good network. They were for the conservatives. Not anymore. One American News and Newsmax have taken over, and at the rate they're going, either One American News or Newsmax is going to become the number one rated cable network for news. And that's going to slap Fox News right in the face. Hopefully it wakes them up. But I doubt it. So tell me something, Gunn. You can go on Newsmax and actually watch Newsmax on your computer. If you had a choice between Fox News and Newsmax, which one would you gravitate to? And by the way, you can even watch Newsmax on YouTube, One American News on YouTube, but you can't watch Fox News on YouTube unless they're doing something with the briefing or some other live event. So who would you watch? One American News, Newsmax, or Fox News?
Well, I think that, you know, you know, the choice of the three would be, the clear choice of the three would be One American News, okay, because they seem to be the dominating leader now of telling how it really is. The other two, you know, they flip-flop. Whichever gets their rating up, you know, whatever floats your boat is, you know, probably what they're thinking, okay? So when you have that type of mentality, well, I'm going to do this week, and I'm going to do, well, I'm going to do this next week, and I'm going to offset this week, at least One American News tells it straight. And this is what's been lacking in news coverage and journalism and all this shit for many, many years now, okay? They don't, the mainstream, just, they can't tell the truth, okay? Because if they told the truth, they wouldn't get their fucking ratings, would they? That means they wouldn't get money. Money means ratings. Ratings mean money. Goes hand in hand. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't think you can. So they'll make up shit. They'll do all kinds of shit to counterdict this, counterdict that. Look at the fucking multiple lies that they told about Trump, okay? I mean, one lie right after another. What comes around goes around, okay, the old saying goes. Well, just speaking of what comes around and goes around, what's that bitch, Kathy whatever, that comedian that held up the chopped head of supposedly Trump? Well.
Oh, Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin. Well. Karma's a bitch, isn't it? She ain't laughing anymore. Because she diagnosed with lung cancer. I don't know if you knew that.
What?
I've seen that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, I just seen it like day before yesterday. I wasn't on last night, so I couldn't tell you about it. But she has been diagnosed with lung cancer. I bet you that bitch ain't laughing now. Okay? Remember, see what I say? When things, you know, you do shit like that, and you're going to get fucked 10 times over coming back at you. Look what she's doing. I bet you she ain't thinking that you're too goddamn funny now. Google it or whatever. I read it on two or three different sites.
Yeah.
Well,
I Gunslinger, you know, you're going to get a shock out of it in a second. Okay. My grandmother died of lung cancer, okay, in 1986. And no matter how much I despise despise Kathy Griffin for what she did, no matter how much I hate her for what she done, I would not wish lung cancer or any form of cancer on any person. Okay? That's the one thing I would never want to see happen to anybody, regardless of how much I can't stand the person. But that's just me, okay? Yes, karma's a bitch. Her ability to work got destroyed as a direct result of her actions. For me, that was karma. That was getting what she deserved. To be diagnosed with lung cancer, now that's a death sentence. Okay? That's a death sentence. And I don't wish death on anybody. Even if I hate their guts for what they do to somebody, especially what she did in total disrespect to Donald Trump, I don't wish death on a human being. That's just not my style. But Kathy Griffin got what she deserved when her career went down the toilet. So, I mean, that's just me. That's just the way I feel about it, you know. I know there are folks out there probably listening to me talk about Kathy Griffin and not wishing something like that on her and going, what? No. I believe that karma is a bitch. But karma paid her back when her career went down the drain. Karma was satisfied with that. You just have to ask yourself, you know, would you wish this on something like that on any human being? No. Lose her, get laryngitis? I would agree with that. Not be able to speak for weeks at a time? That'd be a blessing in disguise, especially with Kathy Griffin. But to wish someone ill like this, or to be gleeful that she got it, I'm sorry. No. As evil as this woman is, she doesn't deserve that. As evil and sadistic as she is, she does not deserve a death sentence with lung cancer. But that's just how I feel about it. Yes. Am I showing compassion for someone who did evil? It's the way my mother raised me. Okay, Mom told me growing up, you never wish ill on anyone. You pray for them, but you never wish them ill. If someone hurts you, you pray for them and hope that they get what they deserve as far as getting caught. If they do something to harm you, then you hope that they get caught and get what they deserve for that, in the proper way. But never wish a person ill or harm, no matter how evil they may be. So, I don't know. It's kind of a catch-22, Gunn, you know? It really is. Now, Cherokee Rose, in looking at her comments, Cherokee Rose, going back to the lieutenant governor, very sad what he did, you know, to the governor, very sad what he did to the old people in nursing homes. Her comment regarding the lieutenant governor of the state of New York, oh, true, she's maybe as guilty as him. Now, regarding what was said about, you know, about Newsmax and all that, well, Cherokee Rose watches Newsmax. So do I. I actually watch Newsmax also. I watch One American News, but I also watch Newsmax. I kind of go back and forth. One day I'll watch Newsmax. The other day I'll watch One American News, then back to Newsmax. I don't stay with just one news network. I go back and forth. You know, because I like there are some folks that do primetime shows on Newsmax that are pretty damn good. Okay, and then you've got the people over on One American News that aren't too bad either. So, you know, I like to kind of get a little bit from each network. Many of the stories that I tend to use for discussion here on the broadcast, I either use Newsmax or One American News. Depends on who's got something that catches my eye. And then, of course, the same can be said with the New York Post, because I take them over the New York Daily News any day of the week. That's for damn sure. But Cherokee Rose says, I watch Newsmax. I quit Fox a long time ago. Smart lady. Very smart young lady. All right. Before we go to final thoughts, as always, I want to give a shout out to the people watching by way of twitch.tv. And, of course, that's Cherokee Rose, another TV viewer, Iggy Mom, Is she still there watching? If she is there watching tonight, I don't know. I haven't looked again. And of course, my thanks to Mike from Louisiana, the crazy Cajun, who was here with us tonight. Poor guy was exhausted. He did sound really tired, didn't he, Gunslinger? He sounded pooped.
He did.
Out of gas.
Yeah.
I know how that feeling is. I've been sitting here yawning half the show.
Speaking of yawning, here we go again. Yeesh.
I'm glad the show's over because I'm going to go and I'm going to... For sure. But before I do that, my thanks again to everybody and, of course, Gunslinger for hanging with me. So now we go to final thoughts, and Gunslinger, go for it.
Well, you know, like I said, it's I don't care what it is, especially the evil that you do to this country. This is why, you know, the founding fathers of this country set up hanging as a punishment for being a traitor to this country. That's a very evil thing that you can do to your own country, okay? And what they're doing today is the same thing. Look at Sleepy, Creepy Joe and the hoe. Look at what they're doing, okay? Trump had the country going uphill, okay, from being in the pits for many years, okay? Mm. He was the good doer, okay? And then, of course, the Democrats cheated. You know that. We all know it. It's proven. Okay, I don't need a court to say, well, let's see the evidence. I've already seen the evidence, okay? And using reason, logic, and common sense, the Democrats are guilty as charged, okay? Because you see the numbers. You see the numbers don't lie. What I've always said, numbers don't lie unless you make them lie, okay? They made them lie. So they're guilty of fucking voter fraud, okay? But then this idiot gets into the White House, and the country's going to hell in a handbasket. We're the laughingstock of the world now, okay? We was respected. We was back up there where America was supposed to be, okay? Not anymore. Not with Bozo at the helm, okay? You never seen any of this shit. Yeah, you never seen none of this shit that was going on. Everything was going in a positive manner. You know, I'm a master electrician, engineer, all that shit, 20 years in the field. Everything has a positive or negative, okay? I don't give a fuck what it is. It has a positive and it has a negative. Positive means you're going up. It's improving. You're heading toward the light, okay? Like these damn Democratic bugs out here right now. They're dumbasses and they're heading Snapper over here. Then they're going to get their ass zapped. Good. Goodbye, bug. But then when you go to negative, that means you're going in a downward spiral. Just like them bugs that are attracted to that bug zapper up there. They have no idea that once they touch that wire mesh and that bug zapper, they're going to get the shit knocked out of them and barbecued. I see them dropping all the time right here, just dropping like, and they're gone. Electrocution, okay? So when you have people like that that are knowingly, these people are not doing it by mistake. Sorry, no, I ain't buying that. Just like with this vaccine shit, okay? These people are not doing this shit by mistake. I'm sorry. They know what they're doing, okay? But just like, for example, I was reading yesterday, I think it was, the biggest one, Johnson & Johnson, you know, the one that makes baby powder? Remember baby powder?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, yeah. They have uncovered documents now, actual documents, that there was asbestos mixed in with baby powder. Asbestos? What the fuck? And they've known it for decades, but did they do anything about it? No. No. They didn't do anything about it. Now, you talk about an evil motherfucker. You have a major corporation like Johnson & Johnson knowingly and kept their fucking mouth shut for decades now, knowing that their product contained a cancer-causing carcinogen, asbestos, that you put on babies' butts, for God's sakes. Now, if that's not evil, I don't know what the fuck you call it. Them motherfuckers ought to be, man, I don't know, brought up on charges, disbanded, and completely run out of this country, really, for the what they've done. So there's, and that's premeditated. They knew it. Go look up the word premeditation. You know it. You don't just happen to step in a pile of dog shit. Oops, that, now that was a mistake. But if I see that pile of dog shit while I'm walking down the sidewalk and I step in it, that's premeditated. Because I seen it coming. I seen it coming. And I didn't do anything to do. I didn't try to go to the left, to the right, hop over, whatever. Sprout wings, fly over the damn thing. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But you didn't do nothing about it. So you plan that. I mean, that's mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to step in that pile of dog shit. Yeah, just like the Democrats do all the time. It's the same fucking thing. Go ahead. Good night.
Well, hopefully all those Democrat bugs are getting zapped real hard.
Yep.
So, look, starting with Cuomo, am I glad he resigned? I'm fucking ecstatic. I'm glad the motherfucker resigned. But I want that motherfucker arrested, perp walked, charged, tried, and convicted. And then told by a judge that he has to register as a sex offender. That motherfucker does not get away with this. Okay? I'm sorry. There's no excuse for what he's done. What I'd like to see also is some sheriff somewhere in this godforsaken state get someone that files a formal complaint against Cuomo stating that had it not been for his mandate of March 25, 2020, my relative would still be alive. Whoops. That's enough for an investigation into what he did with the nursing homes that cost thousands of seniors their lives. And if there's evidence, and there is, his mandate is part of that evidence, to support and substantiate an allegation that he conspired to commit murder through his mandate, that his mandate was the reason people in nursing homes ended up dying from COVID because COVID positive patients were sent to nursing homes. None of the people in the nursing homes were vaccinated, from what I understand, were vaccinated, nor were they being tested. Okay? So here's the bottom line. He needs to be held accountable for that as well. And if the evidence bores out that it was his mandate that cost these seniors their lives, and I believe it will, then he needs to be charged accordingly, tried, and convicted. Because, as the Democrats kept saying about Donald Trump, no one is above the law. Let me say that again, folks. This applies to everyone. No one is above the law. All right. As to the Texas schools, the ISDs in Texas, parents should have every right to decide for their children what is best for their children. No school district, no government entity, nothing should ever interfere with a parent's rights when it comes to their child. And in relation to that, what Biden is trying to do to force mask wearing in schools. He's trying to find a way to make it a federal mandate. That's illegal. I'm sorry. The law is very clear on that. If he does mandate that every child going to school must wear a mask, that's the mark of a dictator. That is the mark of a dictator. And I'm sorry, folks, but this country needs to start standing up for its rights, and they need to start doing it yesterday. There is no excuse, none whatsoever, for a man to seek a method to mandate children wearing masks in schools. He's looking to order universal masking for a school, for school children. Well, you know what? America, you need to stand up. Because again, it goes right back to states' rights and the rights of parents. He's looking to take away the right of states who are, by executive order, saying no masks required in schools, and taking away the parents' rights to decide what's best for their children. Unacceptable. That, again, as I said, is a dictator, and he must be stopped. And if the Congress Democrats and the Senate Democrats are unwilling to do something about it, well, there are other legal options that can be done. And the Republicans need to step up to the plate. Well, that'll do it for this edition of Firefox News Online for this week. As always, I'm George Sinzer, and for the comments I've made, that's the way it is from my perspective. If you find what we do here informative, when I say we, I'm talking about everyone who participates in this broadcast and joins me for the discussions. If you find what Firefox News Online does helpful and informative, then go to paypal.me/Firefox News Online. That's paypal.me/Firefox News Online. And remember, you cannot take this off on your taxes. We're not set up for that. But any help you can give would be gratefully appreciated, because it costs a lot of money to run this Magilla. And it's getting, I just got a bill in that's showing a big expense. And that's the way it is, you know. It's expensive to broadcast these days. So please, whatever you can do to help, it is gratefully appreciated. paypal.me/Firefox News Online. Y'all be good, and if you can't be good, be careful. And if you can't be careful, please, for the love of God, do not name it after me. That's all I ask. Wow, I got through that without getting tongue-tied. Cool. From the Firefox News Online headquarters in New York, thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. And here comes the outro.